Texte numéro 60. How coyotes and scammers use TikTok to sell migrants the American dream. The TikTok video starts like most other travel snaps on the platform do, with selfie shots showing the user and his companions sitting on a plane and walking through the airport. But unlike the images of hotels and tourist attractions typical of this genre on TikTok, the video quickly takes on an uncharacteristic turn, showing the user sleeping in camps, at one point travelling by horseback to what he calls the famous border of death between the US and Mexico. The video, which appears to document one young man's journey from Ecuador to America, has more than 170,000 likes and nearly 2,500 comments, the vast majority of which are from people asking him for more information. Some of the posts, like the one from the user from Ecuador, appear to be from people documenting their own migrant journeys, but many purport to offer services and advice for people seeking to immigrate from countries including Guatemala, Mexico, Ecuador, and Honduras. It's hard to tell which of these posts are shared by real coyotes or human smugglers and which are scams. TikTok says it strictly prohibits this content, though the company did not specify whether that includes posts detailing people's migration, in addition to videos offering to help people cross the US-Mexico border. We use a combination of people and technology to protect our community and partner with intelligence firms in this area to further bolster our defences. The posts offering services are usually simple. They don't explicitly advertise their services as illegal, but strongly imply they help people without visas or documents across the border. Quantifying the proliferation of these types of posts on TikTok is difficult, because the platform does not provide external tools that allow researchers to audit or analyze its data. TikTok's chief operating officer said the company relies on a combination of automation and human moderators to review posts for content violations. But a new report from Time magazine indicates that to keep pace with its growth in Latin America, TikTok has contracted with hundreds of content moderators who said they were overworked and underpaid and exposed to emotionally traumatic content, as they were tasked with taking down disturbing posts that ranged from murder to cannibalism. But tackling issues of migration on social platforms will be difficult so long as a societal discussion off-platform remains murky, they argue. An associate director at York University's Refugee Law Lab said, "Our world is heating up, so many people are living in precarious situations, so they're not going to stop coming unless we have a global conversation about how we create a more just world and make sure that our migration processes are dignified and we're not really having those conversations." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.